Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to another very exciting edition of the News Hour, coming to you from here in Dallas, Texas, the Fort Worth area, we must be precise, on this day, the 2nd of July, in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Onamdi Kanu, your host and director of Radio Biafra, by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I have with me in the studio today, our dear brother Gojuku, and also Chidera Akabuo, is that correct? Who is here to bring us the news, and sometimes we will try to force her, try and offer her own opinion. She is neutral. She doesn't come from one way or another. She comes from all along. She's somewhere in between. She has to choose one. Someday, our brother Gojuku is here. He knows where he comes from. I know where I come from, and so do all of you, or most of you, this very day. Once again, we're welcoming you. You can join us via www.radiobiafra.co or peopleofbiafra.org or beliehumanrights.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Wherever you are on this point, we're welcoming you. Please do not leave this to yourself. Tell your friends and your family. Even also tell Hausa Fulani people or Yorubas around you. But we know, but I tell them, we want our enemies to hear what we are doing before we start doing it. And this day, we are going to prove to you that Radio Biafra is formidable, that people are listening. When we say something, they try to listen and do it, which is what we want them to do. But we also want them to go all the way and repent from their sins and embrace Biafra, because therein lies salvation, therein lies redemption. We are here to restore Biafra in truth and honesty, according to our brother who directed us on this very line a few weeks ago, or is it a few days ago, when we are told it's restoration and not actualization. We are very, very thankful to him. When we travel to New York, we shall be broadcasting with him. He's a very great man. We don't want to reveal who he is too much, but you'll be hearing from him very, very shortly. Once again, you know what to do when you want to join Radio Biafra. Give us about half an hour, and then you can join us on the phone. You can join us via text message. You can join us via Twitter. You can join us via Tango, and also via Viber as well. And the number to call, please, should they wish to get us on the phone?
The number is +1 404 789 8796.
Again, please, yeah.
+1 404 789 8796.
Is that the where they call it in America? Because we don't want them to give excuse.
Yes.
Give it to the Americans, because some of them are hard at hearing. Give it to them. Call it the way they understand it here, because we've had all manner of excuses. Here, it is not as warm as it is in Houston, we must say. Give it to them again for only the Americans, so they understand, please.
Okay, for only the Americans, it's the 334 system, which is 404-789-8796.
Yes, and if you wish to join us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, and you'll be through to us. And please, you don't need to be accepted by Radio Biafra to be able to make a call. You can make a call even before we've accepted you. You can also send us a text message via the number that you heard Chidera read out to you, and also via Skype as well. And please, for the very final time before we go to bring the news headlines, give us the number again, please, in both the American and the un-American numbers.
For people living outside the United States, it's +1 404 789 8796. And for those of us here in the United States, it's 404-789-8796.
Thank you very much. We must acknowledge the work that some people are doing, especially the likes of Carol Monday, George Agogua, and we are not forgetting the excellent, excellent work being done by Uche Mefo, who is at our controls in London, making sure you're receiving this signal on this very day, and also the excellent and wonderful work being done by Barrister Imam Mezu, and also our barrister and attorney in Nigeria battling the Nigerian government. His name is Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, and also our dear sister and able controller, would say, Madam Racho Okpara. We thank all of you for the work that you are doing for your country, each and every one of you, especially also our host here, Ogochukwu, and those who have managed to host, who are privileged enough to host Radio Biafra, because it's an honor for Radio Biafra to be where you are. So if you are chosen to host Radio Biafra, you are indeed blessed, you are indeed privileged. We know that great and wonderful things accompany people. Anywhere we go to, wonderful things happen afterwards. Here, we are making sure that everything we do, everything we say, even the way we act, is directed towards the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Nzuko Wanne is also doing very well. Agujebe himself is doing very well. There are quite a lot of people who are working very hard to make sure that we move forward. We don't want any problems. We don't want any quarreling. There's been a lot of debates going on Facebook, which is wonderful. Debate is fantastic, because we're going to have a plural or multi-party society, and we don't want, when I disagree with you, you can call the police to kill me at night. We want to be able to discuss and debate. If I defeat you, you accept. If you defeat me, I will definitely accept it. If you have anything to say, please do not hesitate to call Radio Biafra. Our number is there. We're hoping it was there on the screen, but it's not. We don't know what happened. We don't know if they have taken our number from our website. We should try and restore it as quickly as possible. We are telling the informers in Australia, we are telling the people who are in charge of our website, to please try and rectify the problem that our live icon is not showing on the website. Our telephone number is not showing on the website. We want that rectified. We've done everything possible from our end, but it is not happening. We want that rectified as quickly as possible. Please, we hope that some people, even in the shape of Nonye Manning, hasn't disappeared. We know there was a few debates raging on. We hope that she has just taken a break. She is valued, and we want her to remain where she is. She is important. Nonye Manning is important to everybody. She gets the debates going, so we don't want her to disappear wherever she is. We want her to come back. Our dear sister also, who is working excellently hard, Rita Anibogo, we acknowledge what you are doing, and all the millions of you working tirelessly all over the place in order to project the image of Biafra. We acknowledge all of you, especially the wonderful people of Malaysia, those of you in Senegal, the great people of South Africa, also our brothers emerging from India, the resilient people in Russia, even those of you in Sweden, we acknowledge you, and the very, very resolute Canadians. You all have our respect, you have our regard, and we acknowledge all of you, and even the emerging ones, even the new ones that are coming on stream. We welcome all of you to this wonderful family of Biafrans as we move forward. Chidera, you will give us the news headlines, is that correct? And also the accompanying news as well. Or is it for me to bring out the headlines and then you give us the news?
I'll give out both the headlines and the news.
Okay, it's very good to see that things are building up. Yeah, so please, over to you now, please, to give us the headlines on this day, the second day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. Now, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to the whole world from the Fort Worth area of Dallas. Is that correct?
Yes.
Here
yes.
in Texas, Southern United States. Please give us headlines.
We are reporting that 18 Army officers to stand trial for supporting Boko Haram. Also, we are reporting that Governor Okorocha asking for the release of Oguta by elections. Nigerian courts void service chiefs. Governor Obi donates 733 million naira to Anambra schools. Former Governor Achike Odenwa Camp loses out of APC, plans to return to PDP. And lastly, Mossop wants River State 2015 governorship election seat.
This is Mossop and not Massop. Please, we don't want to get it wrong. This is Mossop. These are the first people to use the word movement for. They are the first people. Please do not confuse it with Massop. This is Mossop of the Ogoni people, please. Yeah, what are they trying to do?
Oh, they're trying to...
They said they will occupy the governor's seat in River State. Is that correct? Come 2015, that they want an Ogoni man to be the governor of River State. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right now, is an equated person who is Igbo but says he's not Igbo in the shape of... his name is not...
Chibike
not Roti. Me, not means a nickname. His name is Chibike. Somebody's answering Chibike Amechi and says he is not Igbo. Lunacy. Oh, God. Please, give us the news in brief, if you may.
Okay. The news in detail. 18 soldiers, including a lieutenant, on Monday appeared before a general court martial in Jos, Plateau State, for aiding members of the fundamentalist Islamic sect Boko Haram and other insurgent groups in their activities. The soldiers are members of the Joint Task Force code named Operation Restore Order in Borno State and the Special Task Force, also known as Operation Safe Haven in Plateau State. The JTF and STF were deployed in the two states following the menace of insurgent groups in the country, while the JTF is also battling with Boko Haram members in Adamawa and Yobe states. The STF has been grasping with Fulani herdsmen, who in the past 10 years had taken Plateau State by the jugular. As tension continues to mount in the aftermath of last Saturday's Oguta rerun election, Imo State Governor Owele Rochas Okorocha has called on INEC to release the result. He, however, stated that the ABGA candidate in the election, Honorable Walter Ozonwanne, won about 9,000 votes plus, defeating PDP candidate Honorable Eugene Dibiagu. Okorocha, who spoke to newsmen at Government House Oweri, said the results of the Oguta election was certified and endorsed by INEC returning officer Cynthia Oguike after compilation of the results, wondering why INEC will declare the election inconclusive. A federal high court sitting in Abuja yesterday nullified the appointments of the nation's security chiefs. Those affected by the judgment are the chief of defense staff, Admiral Ola Saad Ibrahim, the Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Azubike Hejirika, Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Alex Bade, and the Chief of Naval Staff, Vice Admiral Dele Ezoba. The court held that their appointment by President Goodluck Jonathan without the consent of the Senate was illegal, unconstitutional, null and void. In law, when an act is nullified, as in the present case, it implies that the act, like the appointment of the service chiefs, can be treated as nothing, as if it did not exist or never happened. Incidentally, the appointments were nullified yesterday while they were holding a crucial meeting with President Jonathan on the security situation in the country. The judge, Justice Adamu Bello, which frowned at the breach of the 1999 Constitution as amended, also issued a separate order restraining the president from further appointing service chiefs without first obtaining the confirmation of the National Assembly. Governor Peter Obi of Anambra State on Monday gave out 733 million naira to Catholic and Anglican churches to run their schools in the state. He said that the money was for the rehabilitation of primary schools taken over by the state government in 1970 but returned to the missions in 2011. The governor, who made the donation in Awka, said he was impressed with the church's collaboration in rebuilding education in the state. Following the released list of interim officers of the yet-to-be-registered All Progressive Congress, APC, indications are clear that the camp of the former governor of Imo State, Chief Achike Odenwa, within the ACN has lost out completely in the composition of the party's National Executive Council, NEC. Information available to us has it that no member of the Imo State chapter of Action Congress of Nigeria, ACN, made the list to the interim exco of the merged political parties instead of the All Progressive Grand Alliance, ABGA, and the Democratic People's Party, DPP, produced one person each. From ABGA came Senator Osita Izunaso, who emerged as the National Organizing Secretary, and Sir Romanus Emunike, known as Sir White, who is the Interim Deputy National Welfare Officer. The Movement for the Survival of the Ogoni People has declared that it will not accept anything less than the governorship position of Rivers State in 2015. The movement also decried that the continued marginalization of Ogoni, which it said had cost its people fair representation at the national and state levels. The movement's position was contained in a communique issued on Monday in Port Harcourt.
Yes, thank you very much for that. By what you're telling us has a lot of weight. I don't know if our people understand this. This is the type of news that we need to present in every Biafran language, so that everybody will appreciate the gravity of what we are presenting. Some of these things, when you discuss it in English language, the weight of it doesn't quite sink in. So we'll take it one by one so people can understand the blow, people can understand the reverberations. That is why we ask people to listen to Radio Biafra. If you don't learn anything here, that means you are born stark dumb. You cannot learn anything in your life. At Radio Biafra, we break down our news bite-sized so you can assimilate it, you can chew it over, and you can swallow it, and hopefully it will make you a better person in the process. Yesterday it was reported that the Sultan of Sokoto said he gave Goodluck Jonathan an agenda. This news, some people did not understand the implications of it. Today we are telling you that it has started happening. What this man is saying is that they are not happy with the appointment of the service chiefs. Lo and behold, after making his speech, a federal high court sitting in Abuja, presided over by the axis of evil, Yoruba and Hausa Fulani people, have nullified the appointments made by Goodluck Jonathan. No court in Nigeria ever before has ever nullified the appointment of security chiefs, because it's a matter of national importance, it's a matter for national security. Now, under the stewardship of Goodluck Jonathan, Yorubas have connived with Hausas to nullify the appointment of Lieutenant General Azubike Hejrika because they don't like the way he is prosecuting the war against Boko Haram. That is the implication of what the Sultan of Sokoto was saying. A lot of people did not follow it. They gave Goodluck an Islamic agenda to implement Sharia law across the length and breadth of the appointment in that useless zoo called Nigeria. Today, this is the first ramification. A lot of people do not quite appreciate or understand the magnitude of what we are reporting this evening, that a Nigerian court has voided the appointments of security chiefs made by Goodluck Jonathan. We will take this news in detail so that people can understand where we are coming from. So when we tell you to listen to Radio Biafra, get even your grandparents to listen to Radio Biafra, as one of our brothers is doing. He's a lawyer, isn't he? He's doing Ese, is his name. Is that correct?
No.
What's his name?
Kelechi,
as Kelechi is doing. Kelechi even got the grandmother to be listening to Radio Biafra. He's a lawyer born in this country, an avid devotee of Radio Biafra. He doesn't even have anything to do with Biafra land, so to speak, but he is a true son of the soil. This is our principal headline today, so that people all around the world can understand why we want Biafra as quickly as possible. A federal high court sitting in Abuja only yesterday, because they have prepared their pincer movement, they were waiting for the airmen to give them the go-ahead to start wreaking havoc all over the various strata of governance within the country. As soon as the airmen finished talking, a federal high court, a case we've never heard of before in Abuja, sat and nullified. A court sat down and a court said they don't want, we don't like the appointments made by Goodluck Jonathan in relation to the security in the country. The person they are looking for is Lieutenant General Zubi King Hejika. The Hausa Fulani people, the Sultan of Sokoto, want him removed. So we are saying this thing so that every Igbo person, everybody clamoring for one Nigeria of Igbo extraction will understand the folly, the foolishness, the hopelessness, the stupidity of their reasoning and their thought. A federal high court sitting in Abuja yesterday nullified the appointments of the nation's security chiefs, never before done in the history of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They nullified. Those affected by the judgments are the Chief of Defense Staff, the Chief of Army Staff, who is Lieutenant General Azubi K. Hejirika, who is the main person they are going for. They cannot say that we don't like how Hejirika was appointed. Because of that, they had to include the other service chiefs as well. The court held that the appointment by President Goodluck Jonathan without the consent of the Senate was illegal, unconstitutional, null and void. Why we are these same strictures, why we are these same very strict interpretation of the law not applied when Hausa Fulani people were in charge of the country? Why was this not applied when Obasanjo was in charge of the country? Why is it being applied now that Ebele Azikiwe Goodluck Jonathan is in power? Because he has an Igbo name. That is why. The court held that their appointment is illegal. We must understand this. Unconstitutional, null and void, which means they don't have any position as at today. They are only there in some sort of acting capacity, filling the void. In law, when an act is nullified, as in the present case, it implies that the act, like the appointment of the service chiefs, can be treated as nothing, as if it did not exist or never happened. Incidentally, the appointments were nullified yesterday while they were holding a crucial meeting with President Jonathan on the security situation in the country. While they were in a secret meeting deliberating on the safety of lives and property in the Zoological Republic, the nullification of the appointments was being read out by a judge, having been given the green light by the Sultan of Sokoto. When we said that these are the rulers of Nigeria, people don't understand. They think we're making things up. Only people who understand, only the wise, listen to Radio Biafra, because here we'll tell you the truth. The judge, as I suspected, of course, is Justice Adamu Bello, who frowned at the breach of the... Now the Hausa people are telling us about how to uphold law and order. Nobody told Babangida, nobody told Buhari, nobody told Abacha, nobody told Abdusalami Abubakar, nobody told all these buffoons how to uphold the law. Now a southerner, now a Christian, now that somebody with an Igbo name attached somewhere is in charge of Nigeria, all this nonsense are coming up. They have now become champions of constitutional probity. The judge, Justice Adamu Bello, who frowned at the breach of the 1999 constitution as amended, also issued a separate order. A judge is restraining the president of Nigeria from further appointment without first obtaining the confirmation of the National Assembly. Now we want our people to listen very carefully. The National Assembly is dominated by Hausa Fulani people. So who do you think they're going to appoint as Chief of Army Staff or Naval Staff or whoever? All Hausa Fulani people. So that when Boko Haram are killing your mothers, your children, your sons and your daughters in the north, nobody will hear about it. So that they will go soft on Boko Haram the same way they went soft on Maitasina, in case we have forgotten. The judge gave the verdict while delivering a judgment on a 5-year-old suit. The claim instituted by Lagos lawyer Mr. Festus Keyamo. Keyamo dragged the administration of the late President Yar'Adua before the Abuja Federal High Court for failing to get the consent of the Senate before appointing service. Can you believe such utter frivolity of interpretation of the law? Festus Keyamo took Yar'Adua to court. Yar'Adua is dead and buried and decayed. His body is as decomposed where it is. You are now bringing it to come and affect. This is madness. Why do people study law in that country anyway? They say they have law departments all over the place. Why do they study law in that country? It is a disgrace. It is a disgrace. Good Yaradua had inherited the illegality from his predecessor. Please, Mr. Justice Adamu Bello, if I can borrow the way that our brother Clifford Iranya addresses people on air. Mr. George or Mr. Justice, whatever your name is, Adamu Bello. This case has been in court, we are led to believe, for 5 years. Why have you not delivered a judgment for 5 years when an Igbo man was not the chief of army staff? Why is it now you're delivering the judgment? Because we know what all of you are up to. We know what you're doing, and that is what we're reporting today. That the disgrace called Nigeria is at it again. This is our signature headline this evening, that a Nigerian court is basically telling Good Luck Jonathan who owns the country. The Sultan of Sokoto have spoken, and the courts have moved into action, because within a so-called quasi-democracy as being run in Nigeria, the court still has some semblance of power, and the court is today interpreting the constitution of the country to suit the particular needs and aspirations, even wishes, of the Sultan of Sokoto, further underlining the fact that the Sultan of Sokoto is the owner, the correct ruler of Nigeria. It is not a coincidence. The Sultan speaks, and the foot soldiers in every sphere of government moves into action. Today we are faced with the specter of officers in the field disrespecting the orders given by Ihejirika, the same thing that happened before Irunsi was killed. Exactly the same thing is happening again. It is now happening before our very eyes. These are the news we are bringing you this evening. That is the news summary as read by Chidera, and this is the substantive review of our signature headline this evening, that a Nigerian court, a court in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, is basically saying to Good Luck Jonathan, you will no longer appoint service chiefs. We that dominate the houses of assembly, both Senate and the House of Reps in Abuja, will determine who fills these positions. Because if they had a Hausa Fulani person as the chief of army staff, they would not have prosecuted the war in the going on in the northern part of Nigeria. They would not have declared a state of emergency in Yobe, Borno, and Adamawa states. This is what you get when people are deceiving themselves. And we hope that the British High Commissioner to Nigeria is listening and observing what is happening. We hope that the Americans, with their extensive security network, is observing what is happening, because what is happening in Nigeria today, in that zoo called Nigeria, will not happen anywhere else. It won't happen anywhere else. There is no way President Barack Obama, a black person, that you have white people stitch him up and say he's a black president, because of that all his appointments will be nullified. This same thing that they have been doing, it has always been the prerogative of the president of Nigeria to appoint the service chiefs from time immemorial. Why is Good Luck Jonathan different? Why is Good Luck Jonathan being prosecuted? They are prosecuting him because they know the role that these people played during the war of attrition against Biafra. They know that the only backbone they have are the Biafran people, the Igbo people to be precise, and what they are doing is to try to play this game of divide and rule, but it won't work anymore. They did it and they killed cancer. We were very, very effectively. It won't happen again. We are putting them on notice that in as much as Good Lord Jonathan occupies that very office, he has all the instruments, he has all the power granted to him by the same constitution that they are putting in Nigeria to appoint the service chiefs. These are the news of you this evening. Please, you know the number to call should you wish to join us now, please. But before we start taking your calls, we'll go to our brother to please tell us. Please tell us what you have in mind, what your thinking is on this very case, and what we are going to do to try to resolve it. But before you do so, maybe, who knows, we may have a caller on the line. I don't know. Do we have somebody there? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can we have your name and where you are? We have Ngozi on Skype. Is that correct? Can you hear us? I don't think she can. Can you hear us? Hello, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. No, she can't. Please go ahead. What do you make of what you have heard so far? What do you make of the news you're listening to, what you have heard so far?
A lot of things happened from yesterday up to today, and it's just the continuation of what's going to happen if we keep quiet and sit quietly waiting for someone or someone else to take action. The ball is in our court at the moment. We have to move. If we keep quiet, waiting for Biafra to be delivered by someone else or from Western World to help us, without us putting effort to do it, it's not going to work, because you can't sit on the fence and wait, expecting something to happen. We have to be active, not, in fact, we have to be proactive and also active, not being passive, waiting for someone to lead, for us to come to restore our land. The deed has been done, the battle has been done.
It's about this law that I'm interested in, the Constitution of Nigeria, why they have removed. What I want to know is your views. Why did they why is it that the Sultan of Sokoto spoke? Not up to 24 hours, they have moved into action. They have used the institutions they control to start to move in to remove everybody they think is a threat to them. What they want to do is to stop the suppression of Boko Haram. They feel, if you look at the face, I think George Agogo posted the link to the YouTube of the emir, of the Sultan speaking. You can see from his face that they are not happy as to what is happening. He asked us to place Islam at the top, and they are moving to place Muslims at the top of affairs in Nigeria. That is why they are saying that they are nullifying the appointment of all the security chiefs for Jonathan to go and start afresh. And once he's nullifying it, the officers in the field can say, I will not take order from somebody who has been appointed unconstitutionally. That will lead to anarchy, and that will lead to mayhem, and that will lead to Boko Haram getting away with even more atrocities in the country. So that is what is happening. We want our people to understand that this is what is going on, for them to realize the need, why we need Biafra, why we must restore Biafra today, not even tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming back to, because it started yesterday. That's when we had the news.
Yes.
So it's, they went into action, but for us to sit down and be waiting for them to do what they want to do, because they are going to Islamize Nigeria with Biafra inside it. So the best thing and where things are going is not a good way. It's not a we call ourselves Democratic or Republic of Nigeria, but we don't practice that. It's an Islamic country, and most of us are not Christians. Just like the census goes that they show that we have more Muslims in Nigeria than Christians or other religions, which is not true. That is the propaganda that trying into, and then we as Biafrans, we have to stand up and defend ourselves and our nation. That is all I am saying. And because what is going on is not acceptable. Never, and it will never happen. We won't accept that. We will relent until we get our sovereign state of Biafra. We'll be on our own. And then things will move on as the way we want it. We have our Council of Elders already. So it's up for us to stand up and be active.
Yes, we have to be. We have to be whilst also educating the people that believe in Nigeria, those that believe in one Nigeria. We are telling them, especially some of them on a Facebook page by the name Iboville, that when we post our articles there, that when we want to remind people that Radio Biafra is on the air, they hurriedly go and report us to Facebook saying there is something offensive about the word Biafra. These are people on Iboville doing this. We are asking the moderators of that very page, we are asking the people there to please warn their members to desist from reporting Radio Biafra to Facebook administrators, asking them that the word Biafra is offensive, that what Radio Biafra is posting is offensive. We've received these numerously in the past and we've kept quiet. It will not continue to happen again. This always happens anytime we post something on Iboville, sometimes announcing it, one or two people, not the majority of the users of that very forum, will report Radio Biafra to Facebook, asking them to censor Radio Biafra. We have been running a battle with Facebook, telling them that there is nothing wrong with the word Biafra, and we have also told them that we will sue them should they continue to do this. There is nothing wrong with the words Radio Biafra. If you don't understand it, that is your business, but we know what radio means, and we know what Biafra means. If you don't understand the combination of those two words, then that is your business. We are reporting today, we are covering the news today, we are enlightening you today from the Fort Worth area near Dallas in Texas in the southern part of the United States of America. I'm Namdi Khan, and we have Minister here. Ogochukwu is with me, and also Chidera is also here with us. What would you like to say in view of what you have heard so far, Chidera? What is your contribution? What is your opinion? Because a lot of people are dying to hear it.
Yeah, it just reminds me of what you said yesterday, that this Sultan of Sokoto really owns Nigeria, and what happened just confirmed it. It hasn't even been 24 hours that he spoke, and this is already happening. They're already nullifying the appointments of the security officers, and most of these people are southerners. So this is a war from the south, from the north, sorry, against the south.
That is absolutely correct. Let's take this call. Are you going to, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Eze, calling from Dallas, Texas.
Eze, give us your full name. Eze what, please, from Dallas, Texas? We need your full name.
Eze Njoko.
That is better. Ndewo. Yeah, you're not from Mbise, are you? Yeah. Are you from Mbise?
I'm from Owerri.
From Owerri?
From
My goodness. From the way it is going, maybe Owerri will be the capital of Biafra. Owerri people are dominant in the Biafran movement. It's a good thing anyway, I believe, because they are very strong people. Please go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mandy, there is some, I would like you to, if you can have a pen, to jot down some certain things I want to say, I want to ask, so that we can try them out.
Yes.
Okay. One of them is, first of all, I would like to use this opportunity to talk about the last week broadcast that you made from Houston.
Yes.
We are talking about the money that BJ gave to Anambra State.
Yes.
Of $750,000.
That is correct.
Yeah, but when I went to do some research, I found out that the money that BJ gave was not $750,000, rather it was $1 million.
Oh, so you're saying that the figure we reported is wrong, yes?
Yes.
And we reported a lower figure. We reported $750,000, but you're telling us that it is up to $1 million.
Exactly. $1 million.
And you're living here in the United States. You live in Dallas here in the US.
Exactly.
My goodness. Please go ahead.
And also, my second is just like a person. Last week, because whenever I listened to the radio, yes, I got down some issues people. Concerned people. Mainly we are broadcasting from Houston. A lady called from Colorado, and the lady was asking about the issue of our neighbors.
Yes.
About the struggle of Biafra. Whether are we able to leave the alone and go ahead to struggle about the Biafra by Igbo nation alone. Now, you answered the person, mentioned some people that are struggling in this cause. You mentioned about the man, the lawyer that went with Rosarike to New York and to Washington D.C. to open the Biafran house.
That is correct. Yes.
And you mentioned another man that took Nigerian government to court to be allowed to answer the name Biafran.
Yes, Apostle Kalada. Yes, Apostle Kalada. Yes.
Yes. What I'm trying to say, will it be possible if you can connect these people online on your live broadcast so that they can speak to the world, to let them know that we are united in this struggle. Just when you're on live broadcast, we'll connect them so that they can speak to clear the world, so that everybody will know that we are united in fighting this issue of Biafra.
Yes.
Also, this question is this. The Council of Elders, because now I normally call people back home to tell them what is going on. And it seems that many of them doesn't know what is going on. Is it not a time now that this Council of Elders can go to the press and make some announcements? Let it be on the headline of Nigeria Dailies that there is something like their foreign government in existence. Under the customer report. So, people will read to know what is going on, because I find out that many of them are in, they just don't want to
Sorry, did you say, my brother, because, well, I don't want to cut off your train or your chain of thought. Are you saying that they will read it from where? Where would they read it from? From which newspaper?
Like, most of them, like what I'm saying, most of them doesn't have the access of through internet with the broadcast.
Yes.
Now, if the Council of Elders can go on the press in Nigeria, go to the newspaper press to make, have some interview with the businessmen, so they can carry press in the daily. So most of them go and read papers. They will be able to know what is happening.
Yes, but do you think that they will, do you think they will carry it?
Why not? If then, you call the press, even if it's involved in money to grant us title.
But where will we get the money from to pay the press in Nigeria to carry this?
Exactly. The money to pay, if we can see a mass hit in the air here, most of us will contribute to make sure that there is a headline in Nigeria papers about the Council of Elders.
Yes. What I can tell you now is that if you coordinate that very effort and give us the money, within 7 days you hear it as news headline all over the papers in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It's as simple as that. Because here at Radio Biafra, we have a policy that we will not pay for news. You are calling Radio Biafra for free. As you're speaking, yeah. As you are speaking in Dallas, people in Singapore are hearing your voice. As you are speaking, people in Australia are listening to you. People in Japan are listening to you. People in China are listening to you. How much did you pay for this privilege? But when people publish newspapers, only those in Nigeria can read it. Some of them. But when you speak on Radio Biafra, it is transmitted all over the world. So that is the difference. That is the difference. We said to ourselves, we will not pay any media house in Nigeria to carry news concerning Radio Biafra. Never. If they want to carry it, let them carry it. But if you, we are promising you, if you organize it and get the money together, within 7 days, every newspaper in that country will carry this news. And the interview will be given by both His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Eze Osunbor, retired, and Dr. Dozie Ikedife Kenganewi. They will give a joint press release and you will see it in every newspaper.
All right. My next question is this. Now, last week after the court case, we were able to explain the meaning of the outcome of the court case and also we posted it on the website. Now, from what I said, the grants are now government, according to the customary report, is existing. That the law that permits us, we can have something made in Biafra, have something in Egypt, am I right?
Yes, you can have goods and items with made in Biafra in them. There seems to be a suggestion. There seems to be something in the by the way of that the word Biafra was proscribed. I don't know where people get their news from. This is why we have said to people, win yourself of Yoruba and Hausa dominated media and come and listen to what we are telling you. Nobody proscribed any name. There was no decree, there was no statute, there was no law passed in Nigeria saying that the word Biafra is a crime. This was what was put into us, beaten into us, out of fear, out of submission. We accepted everything that was dumped on us. That is not correct. You have the Bilier Human Rights Initiative, of which Radio Biafra is the main sponsor of, has an office at number 90 Wedra Road, Owerri. It is the office of the indigenous people of Biafra. Why haven't they raided the place? Why haven't they shut it down? Because they know that we have the full weight of the law behind us. They know that we are looking for an excuse to leave the Nigerian court and file a case abroad. Any day they raid our offices, we can then go to the world court and say to them, we can no longer feel safe to file our case in Nigeria. You must accept it and they'll have to take it. So we know what we are doing.
Okay. Then, man, the next question is this. Now that we have the government of Biafra under the customary law, is there any activity or any program they will carry out? Like me, I'm so concerned about the veterans, our people that fought the war, that are wounded, nobody care about them. Are they going to have any program to make those people feel alive, to make them feel that the Biafra cause is alive.
Yes, we have programs for them, but we must make one thing abundantly clear. Radio Biafra and Bilia Human Rights Initiative, and by extension the indigenous people of Biafra, under the guidance and governorship of the Council of Elders, we don't engage in stunts. You know what is stunt? Something to hear our name. If you recall, only last year, December the 5th, there was a big hoo-ha about declaring Biafra for the 100th time in Enugu. People were all over the place jumping and jubilating that Biafra is coming. Biafra was declared on a Saturday, or re-declared, or foolishly pronounced on a Saturday. What happened on a Monday? There was nothing. We don't believe in stunt and publicity so people will know who we are and start looking for us to try and settle us, or that type of nonsense. We are engaged in the restoration of Biafra. If it is the will of God, which we know it is, to restore Biafra, Biafra is going to come. You were touched by the Spirit to seek out Radio Biafra to be phoning us now. Not because of a stunt somewhere. Let us go and join them in what they're doing. That is not what Biafra is all about. Biafra is about the Spirit, being touched in the Spirit to do something for your people. So we have a lot of plans and a lot of things that we are doing, which we are not at liberty to announce on the air. Those schemes and programs are left, or will be left, to be completed by any incoming Biafran government. Because if we reveal our economic ideas, which are groundbreaking, they will copy it and they will ruin it. If we tell you how we broadcast on Radio Biafra, people will copy it and they will ruin it. But we are saying that the same way we are able to broadcast from anywhere on this planet, including Sahara Desert, anywhere you put us, we broadcast from there. As long as we can get a link to a satellite up in the sky, is the same way that we have things that we will do, our economies and our political systems will be turned around in a matter of weeks, not even months. But we don't want them to copy it and spoil it. We know what we are doing. We are going to build bridges without cement. Do you know that? We are going to build roads without bitumen. Do you know that? Do you know we have the technology to build our roads with palm oil? No, we don't want to go too far. We know what we are doing. We are educated people, believe you me. It is not backyard education. We are going to apply what we read in the running of Biafra, and the world will see it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. That was very, very extensive. And our brother, Ezen Jokowi, thank you. Someone from Dallas, which is a very good thing, which is local to this place. We thank you very, very much. Please, if you've been trying to call us, stay where you are. I don't know if the caller on Skype is still there with us or if they have gone. Please try and call us. But this is Radio Biafra. Chidera, you were saying something. Can you still remember what you were saying before? Can you still remember it?
Yes. I was talking about what the Sultan of Sokoto said, and it's already being acted. Like, these people act very fast. They say something and they do it, and that's what we need to start doing here in Biafra. Not to, just like Ugo was saying, we don't have to wait for, in fact, I don't know if spirits are gonna come to get Biafra for us. We all need to come out and make sure that we get it. Look at even the people, okay, yeah, I remember exactly where I stopped. I was talking about the war, because this is pretty much a war.
Let us tell Freddie Hunter to stay where he is. Please, Freddie Hunter, stay where you are. We have you on the line. Stay where you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is a war between the North and the South, because most of the people that were affected in this nullification are Southerners. So these people have already spelt it out that they don't want us to remain in that country. And I don't blame them. It is their country. So we'll be foolish enough to continue to stay there. They are going to do more. They're going to do worse than this. So we better start. And Lieutenant Ihejirika, he was the one that was saying he was having nightmares, right?
Yeah, he said he was having nightmares. Remember?
Yeah.
About his job.
Yeah, I think he's really a prophet, because he had the nightmare and it began to happen, and more people are going to have more nightmares.
Yeah, so more nightmares are coming,
yes,
as you said.
Yes.
Ihejirika will report. People must listen to Radio Biafra. Everything we say comes to pass. It may sound fantastic originally, but if you stay with us throughout the course, we'll tell you when it has happened. We told you it was going to happen, and here it is today. The same way we predicted the slaughter, imminent slaughter of our people, it started happening in 2011. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra from here in Fort Worth area of Dallas in Texas, Southern United States.
Fred Yana from Texas.
Thank you very much. Freddie, go ahead.
Good afternoon. May I say my three words in Igbo?
Yes, ma'am.
Solo chai. Ndewo. Ndewo.
Yes.
Kai Chai Fu.
Yes, Kai Chai Fu, yes. Thank you very much.
I can say.
You can, yeah.
E-B-E-B-C-D-E-P-E.
Thank you very much. RBBD, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are very delighted, yes.
I'd like to let me make a couple of comments, if you don't mind.
No,
I
right.
don't know for sure how much interaction you've had with black people here in America very much.
Not very much, not very much. Please, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. Adama on Skype, stay where you are. We come to you. We have Freddie Hunter on the line. Please, Freddie, go ahead.
Well, this is kind of amusing. When I hear people call in and say, you people, to us, when we hear someone say, you people, that's them and us. The other people, they are rats. You people.
Yes.
And I know it comes across a little bit differently when you say it. It's kind of amusing to us.
Yes.
But this is just one more comment. I'd like to crank this into your way of thinking. When you talk about the kingdom of God here on earth, most black people would relate that to going to heaven.
Yes.
And bringing heaven here on earth.
Yes.
And so when I think about it, I'm sure what you have in mind is like the kingdom of Israel,
that is
rather than bringing heaven to earth.
Exactly. We can't bring heaven to earth.
Okay.
Yes.
But some other people who might not see it quite that way.
Okay.
I just want to crank that into your way of thinking, and I'll continue to listen. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for
Thank
that.
You.
Very succinct and direct. Yes, we're not saying that the throne... No, but when Christ comes, he will visit Biafra land. He will come to Isiama Farubu, because we're going to build a very wonderful edifice for him to stay there. Because you believe that Christ is coming again? Yes, when he comes to Biafra land, he will come to my village. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, please, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Adama calling from South Africa.
Yes, Adama, our sister that lost her accent to South African accent. I don't know what happened. I wonder if you can speak like us ever again, but please continue. This is Radio Biafra and the whole world is hearing your voice. Go ahead.
Yes, remember I was going through this... issue of the Santana of Sokoto.
Yes.
And I read where this Santana is saying that the Muslims gave President Goodluck Jonathan an agenda
yes.
for implement
yes.
during the 2011 presidential campaign.
Yes.
But now he failed to reveal the content of the agenda.
Yes, but we have it. Radio Biafra, we have the content of the agenda. We have it.
So, can I please know the content of the agenda?
The content of the agenda is that you place Islamic people at every top position in the country, that you place Islam above everything else, which means that the head of state of Nigeria must accept tacitly. You may be coming out in the open to be practicing your Christianity, but when you go back into your house, you are more or less a Muslim. That is what they wanted Goodluck Jonathan to do. Even Boko Haram said it, that the only thing they will accept, they said it, is only for him to convert to Islam. They said it
yeah.
openly. It's not even a secret.
Yeah.
It's out in the open. So those were the agenda, and what they are doing now is to force that agenda upon him by removing Ebadi Sioko Naka, removing the people surrounding him, all his security men. That will force him to have Hausa people around him, and the next thing, they will kill him. They will kill him in office if he doesn't take time. That is what they are trying to do. That is what Nigeria does to people that come from where we come from, people that come from Biafra land. They know he's a Biafran. Of course, he is, given where he comes from. After all, his name is Ebele Azikiwe. If you have one name, as some of us have, is you can say maybe one English name, you say it's by mistake. But to have two Igbo names at the same time is not a mistake. That shows you where he comes from. And they see him as a Biafran, and they're doing everything they can to eliminate him. So the agenda was, you keep Nigeria as an Islamic country. Nigeria is an Islamic country, a member of the Organization of Islamic Countries, OIC, registered. It is a fully certified member of OIC. He wants Nigeria to remain as an Islamic state. Make all your appointments Islamic. There are some key sensitive positions in Jonathan's government exclusively reserved for the Northerners. You don't touch it. It is theirs for the keeping. for instance, the chief of army staff, it is their exclusive preserve. Nobody should come close to that. They own all these service chiefs, where the armories are kept, who the adjutants are of all these armories. It is the exclusive preserve of the Northerners. If you bring in anybody else, they are not going to be happy. And today, they are not happy. They don't like what is happening to Boko Haram. They want it stopped, so that Boko Haram can give them their Sharia, convert everybody forcibly in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria to become Muslims. But they are not going to succeed. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are coming to you today live and direct from the Fort Worth area near Dallas here in Texas in the United States of America. If you want to call us, the number to call is very simple. As always, please take it down. This is the number we're going to be on up until the 20th of July. The number is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. For those of you in the US who may give the excuse that they don't know this number, the number is 404 789 8796. Please do try and call us. If you want to join us via Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype list and you'll be with us. If you try the Skype and it's not coming through, please keep trying until you get through to us, because there's a lot of congestion. A lot of people trying to get through to us at the same time causes a bit of congestion. Before we continue, please, Chinera, can you go and give us the news headlines, please, to guide our people, for them to understand what we are facing, and for them to appreciate what needs to be done before Biafra comes, please.
Again, the news headlines are 18 army officers to stand trial for supporting Boko Haram. Governor Okorocha asking for the release of Ugutabai election. We're also reporting that Nigerian court voids service chiefs. Governor B donates 733 million naira to Anambra schools. Former Governor Achike Odenwa camp loses out of APC plans and plans to return to PDP. And lastly, Mossop wants River State 2015 governorship election seat.
Yes, this is Mossop, MO, Movement for the Survival of Ogoni People. Yeah. Mossop, not to be confused with Mossop. Of course, they started this whole movement business. And before we copied them along the line, they are saying they want an Ogoni person to be the governor of River State come 2015. We wish them good luck. We are not part of what they are doing. They are more than welcome to do whatever they want to do in that regard. When the time comes, we ask them if they wish to be Biafrans. If they say yes, they come with us. If they say no, they can be on their own. We are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet. We must go to take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra from Fort Worth area of near Dallas in Texas. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Chidi Eke. I'm coming from Imo State, right here in Nigeria.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Chidi Eke, go ahead.
I'm listening to you, go ahead. Yeah, I'm coming in to just congratulate you that you've been a good job, and this is my first time of looking up to this network, and I want to make you this to you. I'm impressed. I'm really going to help to broadcast this information to so many other businesses out there. So you really want to know more about it.
So are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Yes, I am.
You are listening to Radio Biafra right now. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Thank you very much. That is wonderful. Yes. Which part of Imo State are you in?
I am from Ngokwala.
Ngokwala, that is wonderful. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much, and God bless you. That is confirmation that Radio Biafra is being received in Biafra land as we broadcast this afternoon, and of course, this afternoon in Texas, and evening in Biafra land. They said this state is bigger than Nigeria. Is that correct?
Of course, it's bigger, yeah.
Only Texas?
Yes, only Texas.
My goodness me. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have our sister back on the line?
Yes, Ananda was saying, how could someone be cajoled into such, or into accepting such an agreement, which he knows quite all right that is against his wish, or is against his belief?
They will accept it because everybody wants to be in power. They want to make money. They want to have Swiss bank accounts. They want to have 16-year-old girlfriends. They want to do all, you know, what comes with power. People begging you for contract. You're like a god. They love it. There's a,
what I want to say, that the biggest problem we have, the biggest problem our Igbo brothers and our leaders, the problem we are facing is what I call a fear of the unknown. Nobody knows what is going to happen tomorrow. What if I embark on this struggle? And what if maybe along the line it fails? What is going to be my fate? What is going to be my stand? Or do I still have a place? Do I still have position in Nigeria? Like, they don't want to lose their position. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their lives either. You understand?
Yes,
you,
of
you
course.
Find that if they continue thinking like that, then we will remain in the same problem that we are in. We need people who are focused, who are going to lay behind all the benefits they are getting in that zoo called Nigeria and move forward towards the liberation of our people.
Yes, the fact of the matter remains that you see, for there were people before, I always use the Bible as a reference point, and I use the teachings, the Christian teachings of the New Testament also as an example. Before our Lord came, the Savior Jesus Christ came, there were a lot of people who were very wealthy. Even when his ministry was going on, there were a lot of people who were against what Christians were doing. But after a while, when the Spirit of God took over, the same people, including the Emperor Constantine himself that built Byzantine, the Byzantium Emperor Constantine, the headquarters in the present-day Turkey, if you go there, you see the cathedral. God went into him and told him he must adopt the Christian belief and Christian faith. He made it a decree upon death. If you're not a Christian, you're in serious trouble. But these were the people persecuting Christians before. So we are hoping that these people will change. We are praying for them to repent. But what some of us is saying, what we are saying rather, is that for some of them, their sins are beyond pardon. What they have done, there must be some type of retribution. They must pay a price for it. For somebody to go and pick up our children and kill them and put them in a zoo river is unforgivable, because you want to make money in Nigeria. For Bill Gates to be giving you money to fund education in Anambra, yet Anambra children are drowning in the Mediterranean Sea, drowning in the Atlantic Ocean, running away to go to Gabon to go and eke out a living, is unacceptable, is unforgivable. Some of these people, all they see is the color of money and how to live large and how to serve other people to become big by impoverishing us. To them, we say, continue what you're doing. But in reference to what you started with, we want to make it abundantly clear again that Biafra is here to stay, if we like it or not. Biafra is going to be free. We don't need excuse from anybody. We don't need anybody to tell us what to do, because we know that Biafra is definitely coming. If we like it or not, Biafra is coming, including myself. Anything we think, anything we do, Biafra is going to come, regardless of what we think, both as individuals or as a group. We are very grateful to you for your call this afternoon here. What time is it in South Africa, please? What time is it where you are?
It's 9 p.m. And Mamba, I also want to use this opportunity to ask our brothers, please, if you have anybody, any Igbo, any Biafran living in northern parts, please, you must talk to him or her to have a rethink of his life. Like, we are behaving like fools. Do you know that as I'm talking to you, even up till now, people are still busy building houses, mansions.
Yes, of course.
In Sokoto, Medogre, Kaduna, or even for this issue of Boko Haram, people are still busy building, investing. But I've never for one day seen even this Santan of Sokoto. You can never see a Santan of Sokoto coming to another state or coming to Igbo land to invest.
Has he ever been there before? The Santan has never even been to Abia State. He's not coming. What is he coming to do? The Santan has never been to my village. But we know every nook and cranny of where he lives.
Even, Even when we are dying, even the when they are busy dying there, they are still investing. I don't know if they have chosen to be digging their graves.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
This is quite unfair. We must talk to our brothers and our sisters. They should have a rethink. They should just make a U-turn. What are they investing there that they cannot invest in Biafran land?
It's terrible.
What is so special about the Northerners? What is so special there?
There is nothing special, just stupidity. It's stupidity. You can fill in the rest of the blanks. Thank you very much, my dear sister, for calling, and God bless you. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra. You must turn your system down, please. Turn your system down.
Hello?
Yes, better. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chief Ezenman. I'm calling from Belgium.
Chief Ezen from Belgium, please go ahead.
I just want to contribute a little bit to this cause, to the level of my capacity.
Yes.
In fact, if you can see me, let's assume that you are seeing me person to person. All my skin is just ghost skin. Yes. Ghost skin. Yes. How are you trying to? Where did you, I don't know where you got the knowledge to do what you are doing. In fact, I pray for you every blessed day. Since I heard what is going on, it is so amazing. I read one book. The book made me to believe that a return to the classic is to help to provide the need of perspective and the wisdom. I just want to give you one assurance today. This cause will not die. On any reason, this cause will not die. My prayer will never go in vain. I know what I suffered in Nigeria 6 months ago when I was there. I know what people are still suffering till today. Now, I want to say this, and I know the world is listening. A woman from South Africa who have just made some references a few minutes ago or still on the air. If such a person can come boldly speaking to the world, telling us what we as an Igbo people can not see, then what do we think we are? I want all brothers and sisters all over the world to come out to think like this woman. I want everybody, wherever you are, to come out to behave the way England is behaving. In fact, I want to also speak one thing, something that might be very clear. I read one book. This book led me to understand that excitement and the peak enthusiasm give you severe discouragement and the depression. People might be thinking that they want to go right. Because the Bible made us to know that there is a way that is seems right, and the end of the day is the destruction. Now, we want to have independence. We want to have this Biafra. I know too well that anything that has beginning must have an end. It will not be easy. That is what I want to assure the world. But if we get it at the end, the answer is yes. And you are doing a wonderful job. But there is no way this can continue without contribution of money. Finance must be involved. Because if you have to fly from Tesla to South Africa, all involves money. Everything concerning this cause, it involves money. My question is, we the common people, how can we contribute to this cause? I want you to say it on the air, so that the world will be listening.
Please, my brother.
I'm really, really begging you. My name is Chief Ezenlono. I'm from Alo, from Imo State.
Yes.
And the way things is going around is pushing. Is pushing. I can do what you are doing. I want to tell you something. On Sunday, I put my children in the car. I went to a place called Ghent in Belgium.
Yes, Ghent. Yes.
It was a very little party. 90% of Nigerians, they don't have name anymore. Everybody's name in Belgium is Biafra.
That's good.
So what I want to tell you, I don't know how to contribute. I have called 2 weeks ago or last week. Today I'm calling. This course is wonderful.
Yes.
The Belgians, as I'm talking to you now, we the Belgians here, I'm telling you, almost everybody wants to. If you call somebody Romanus, you say, no, my name is Romanus, my name is Biafra.
That's very good.
Question and asking, please, we want to contribute. Contribution that when we, our children, we take the glory, not we.
Yes.
If we want immediate glory, we shouldn't even participate at all.
That is correct.
Please, I'm leaving you to give other people chances, but I just want to tell you one thing. The mind and the prayer of Igbo people here in Belgium, Central Europe, is seriously with you. And I tell you before, whatever, this course will never be in vain. I encourage you so much. I encourage you in the morning. I encourage you in the night. I encourage you in midnight. And I encourage you with all my totality. On 17th of last 2 months, the Minister of National Planning came to Belgium. I asked him a lot of questions, and those questions moved me. And I still believe, within your position, that the things you would be doing, it would be pushing other people. My special director, the Reverend Father, they posted from Nigeria to Belgium, Calistus Obuzoma, he said, the way you clap your hand in the church can motivate somebody. He said, the way you sit in the church can motivate somebody. He said, the way you do your things can make somebody to be strong in the church. I'm now also telling you, because of this course, the way you are moderating it, everybody is moving. Every source has risen to imagination.
Yes.
Please, I want to drop and give other people a chance.
Thank you.
Please continue and continue and continue. God will be with you. Do you have any direct question to me, please, before you go?
What I want you to do is that to get all our people together in Belgium, submit your names to us. If you want to help Radio Biafra, it is simple. You go to the website where you're listening to this thing from and click on the donate button. PayPal is there, or you can phone in whatever donation that you have. Because our people angered us so much that I said I will not discuss donation on air. I don't want to discuss it. If we discuss donation, people will think that we are here to try to raise funds. But as you said, we have to fly from place to place. We need to be able to move the... Let me make one thing very clear to our people. The reason why Gowon is not in prison today for what he did to our people is because Radio Biafra doesn't have the money to do it. The reason why P2B is walking about, he can come to London and fly out, is because we don't have the funds to file a suit against him. So when he comes to London, he'll be arrested. We have so many things to do. Our people don't understand. They are not charitable enough. Do you want us to go and start stealing? If you want us to take arms and go and start stealing, go and start doing kidnapping to get money to get Biafra, then we do it. They said, no, don't involve yourself in crime. We are asking them, the era of manna falling from heaven is not here yet, because we are even too sinful to start with. We need to come together to contribute, to fund this struggle. We have a case against Nigeria. We have Radio Biafra to run. We need to take P2B to court. Gowon has to go to prison. All these things we need to do. Our people don't understand. When we hear from people like you, we are glad. When we hear from people like you, our heart leaps with joy, because at least we are not mad. When people like you come up, it reminds us that we are not stupid, that what we are doing has a purpose, because it is resonating in the minds of our people. We are grateful to you. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now. Bye. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. If you... No, I said I'm not going to discuss the nation, and I won't. Please, what would you have to say about what we're discussing? Go ahead.
Coming to... we have a lot of things today, and then you talk about P2B donating money to the schools, which to me is not a... it was money given to him to do something, so it's not even donating. It's like, yeah, I ask you to do something, you're doing it for me. So it's like, you don't... you're not donating. It's just... people should get that behind their mind, that it's not donation, it's what he's supposed to do. That he shouldn't even do it in the first place, because they have a ministry of Commissioner for Education and he has Education Ministry for that purpose. Yeah. So for him to come out, that's what in Nigeria our politicians are just they just like making noise for yes. no good reason.
Of course, that is what they do. That is what they do best: noise making in a monsoon. That is what they do. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra coming to you from the Fort Worth area near Dallas in Texas in southern United States. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Director on the ground. Good evening. My name is Vincent Ezawan. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
Go ahead, please. The world is listening to your voice this afternoon. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Director. I just want to talk about Governor of Anambra State.
Yes.
Mr. B, if you are listening, Mr. B, I think Miss Anambra people deserve better. Mr. B, I want to know how much you had before you joined a government. And how much you had now before you are back? Now you are about to leave the office. I think it's better, you know, transparency is much better, Mr. B. Mr. B, tell us your take on what you know about the Zoo River. I think, you know, you need to let us know about the autopsy. Mr. B, if you are listening,
yes.
Why can't you build a shopping mall in Anambra State to create jobs and employment instead of Abuja? If you are proud of your state, Anambra, and care about Anambra people, stop fooling us. We had enough, and history will judge you. I think it's about time, you know, you get your act together. Otherwise, you know, the history will judge you. That's what I want to tell you now.
Thank you. Don't go yet. You said
yes.
History will judge him. Please, I am not that generous. History will not judge him. We are going to judge him, not history. We are going to judge that man. This man, because we exposed him, that man, he doesn't know who we are. He doesn't know. The reason why we said Peter V was given $750,000 is because that was what we saw in their bank, in the bank account he deposited the money.
It's one million.
Yes. But what we saw, when they were moving the money about, what we managed to trace was only 750, and we have the account number. We can call it. We know how he's been moving money around. We know so. Surprise, surprise! Between yesterday and today, he has decided to give how much money is it to schools and churches? How much money?
733 million.
Yes, 733 million. What dollars or
naira?
Whereas he got in excess of 1 billion, is that correct?
Yes.
He got in excess of 1 billion. He's only giving this. Ask him where the rest are. We know we are not going to
that's what I want to know from him. He needs to tell us how much he had before he became a governor of Anambra State and how much he worked now, how much he earned from the government. We want transparency. I think Anambra State people deserve better. You know, we really need to know about this. It's about time. It's not like, you know, people keeping quiet. Maybe he's trying to do this. People are saying it's a nice gesture, but I don't take it. I live in a country that have free education. They haven't got the resources Anambra State have. You know, why can't we have the same? Why can't we have the same? This is what I want to know.
Thank you, but we can't have it because Satan is using them. You know, before God blesses you, he will have to tempt you and try you in every way. And I say to Biafrans all over the world, do not panic. Do not be afraid. When you see people using the name of Biafra to steal and cheat, Bahankete, just ignore them. That is what Satan is doing. He is trying to use all these people, trying to use all these politicians to deflect your attention away from what you're supposed to be pursuing. If you overcome all these temptations, then you will see the kingdom of heaven on this earth, which is Biafra. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you, Director. Thank you
very much for calling, and God bless you. My brother is coming from United Kingdom. We are very active in the UK. Very, very active. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello. Good evening, Nandi. My name is Godwin Eze.
Godwin Eze, go ahead. Where are you calling from? Hello?
From Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead. Go ahead. From Germany, go ahead.
Yeah. Man, there was.
You are cutting. Your line is cutting. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
But something is happening to your line. There is something not quite right with your line.
Really?
Yeah, but go ahead now. Just say what you want to say. Go ahead. We are listening. I don't want to interrupt you. Please go ahead. We are listening to you.
Okay. I just want to say, I want to say that.
No, there is something wrong with your line. Please, we are going to call you back. We will call you back, please. Sydney, we are going to call you back. Eze, we will call you back, please. We will call you back. We don't normally call people back, but we're going to call you back because I like the sound of his voice. It's very, very... Maybe he was a singer in a choir before. I can tell. Yeah. You know, I was a chorister.
Okay.
I used to sing in a choir. Do you want to hear me sing?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I will finish.
Okay, I will... I will not take up any position in Biafra, but maybe as a choir boy or choir man, I will gladly go and sing, because anything for our dear country, anything for our country. This is Radio Biafra. We are here because we want to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Because these people are stopping us from getting Biafra. Their evil spirits, their bad deeds are stopping us from getting Biafra. Anybody who is an obstacle will be removed regardless of who you are, myself included. If I stop preaching Biafra tomorrow and come and start talking nonsense, that forgive, any day, in fact, any day I say forgive Peter Obi, you know I have betrayed you. Please, if you see me, you stone me to death. Stone me to death. Come on, football. If you hear me any day, come back and tell you that, please, let's hang on and wait for Biafra and see what we can do. You know I am a traitor. Please do me a favor and remove me from this earth. This is Radio Biafra coming to you today from, they said this is not Dallas, it's Fort Worth. Is that correct?
Yes.
And also in Texas. Yeah. But where we come from is bigger than this place. At least the Fort Worth area. Imo State is bigger than Fort Worth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Wonderful. You know the number to call. Please, Chidara, what is the number that people can get hold of us on? Please call the international version. You call the U.S. version, so there'll be no excuse for people here not to call. Please.
The international version is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796. And for those of us local here in the United States, it's 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of our sister, Chidera Akabo. We also have our dear brother here, Ogochukwu, who is a very proud host of Radio Biafra. If you come to his door, he has a sticker that says he's a proud host of Radio Biafra. There are only 20 stickers made, and we can assure you that here in the United States, we've only given out 3. That is how precious and how valued it is. He doesn't have to go out and tell people that he's actually in the heart of the struggle. When you come to his house, you will know that he's a chosen one. He's a member of the most blessed inner circle of Radio Biafra, who can stand up and say, I have hosted Radio Biafra. It is no easy feat at all. It is a privilege reserved for the very, very few. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Nambi.
Good afternoon. Who is calling? Give us your name. Yes, go ahead.
This is Castro
Nkume
from Israel.
Castro Nkume, a combination of very powerful names from the blessed land of Israel. This is Radio Biafra in the United States. Go ahead. The world is listening.
I want to advise for something. I want to let us vote on all these our governors, all these Eastern governors. Let us try to encourage our people who are still living in the north. Can you believe that as you are going to Israel, people are still sending money to Sokoto. People are still sending money to Kano, building house at this moment. Let us encourage our people. Let us encourage them. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. Let us bring them back first. After that, we are handling all these governors. They are taking our money. Let us tell them. Maybe they are not hearing from me here. Talk to them on the air. You are there. But tell them they are wanting their money there. I don't know if you are building houses in the government.
Is incredible.
Listen to me. That is why the people are saying this for one Nigeria. How come I can't tell you Nigeria? because even if it's happening in Nigeria, because the alphabet is in the north. We won't need it in Nigeria. That is why we are saying one Nigeria, because the alphabet is in the north. I don't want to tell you in Nigeria. It's me and you that is saying one Nigeria, because we are over there. I'm going to go there. Let us encourage them. Tell them, come and invest all this in the United States. We have land in the where we are coming from. Why is it protected? Why can't somebody do that in the desert? Tell me, we should maintain one Nigeria. One Nigeria for what? How can I be standing the enemy? Tell me one Nigeria.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's very, very terrible. Yes.
That
is none whatsoever. None whatsoever. There is no business between light and darkness, and we are children of the light. People who don't understand what the meaning of Afra means in Biafra should go and understand that it means the light. Yeah, that is the meaning of it. We are dedicating them this evening. The book you gave me was an excellent eye-opener in terms of how to conduct ourselves in this very struggle. And believe you me, I am one of those people that when I read a book, I try to implement it. I don't read a book. I am not somebody who can go to war and get a generalship in the office. I prefer to go into the battlefield. So thank you very much for calling. And we hope that Israel is still intact the way we left it. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Good man. Thank you very much. And God bless you. These are the strong people of Israel. They are very, very strong, exceptionally formidable in the state of Israel. Our people there, the Biafrans there, are great, and we are encouraging them there. We ask them, I didn't ask him to make sure that they're praying for us every week. We said to them, every week you go to the Western Wall in Jerusalem, where God lives on this earth, and you go and offer prayers for Biafra. Whilst I was there, I went to the wall to pray, and I heard a voice. Do you know I heard a voice as I was praying on the wall?
What did the voice say?
I'm going to tell you after this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Victor. I'm coming from Owerri.
Victor from Owerri. Imo State has taken over the Biafra struggle. Go ahead.
Biafra, I'm here. Thank you for all you are doing. I must tell you that people who are motivated, you are Joshua.
Thank you.
You are the Joshua of Igbos, Joshua of Biafra.
Thank
I
you.
Believe that if we can have someone like you, like two or three, we can move mountains, but we cannot. I just call you, I'll call some time, but I want to get going because we are trying. I don't know how to thank you, but I'm thanking you. I'm doing my best on my own level. I can do. I just want to thank you and keep on.
Yes.
Keep the fire going on. Going by yourself. Nothing will happen to you. Something that will bring a dimension. Therefore, will be the part of black race.
Yes.
I believe that it will happen.
It will.
People will be surprised. White worshippers. The later they know that black really is black. Something in black.
Yes, that is. Of course. Can you imagine how many derivatives you have in crude oil? Do you know how many things you can get out of one crude oil? That tells you how rich black is. Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. I accept your prayers wholeheartedly. And very shortly, I will say what God told me when I was praying at his temple in Jerusalem. He said something to me because we went there to go and take order from him. I don't know if you know that we had to go and take order from God Almighty in Jerusalem. You know that was where we were there? And of course, to see our people.
Yeah.
We went to take order from him, and we'll say what he told us. The caller on Skype, there's a bit of a problem, but we are waiting to connect with you. And as soon as we do that, we shall take your call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Chidera, can you give us a rundown of the headlines, please, once again? A rundown of the headlines in order to act as some kind of a compass to guide our people towards where we are heading to today, because these people are their tricks again. What is happening? What is Rocha Sukocha and his people up to around Uguta? Can you hear me, Uguta? What is going on? Our people around the world want to know. We want to give them the news from Radio Biafra, not from Yoruba newspaper. This is your platform. We'll tell you the way it is happening back home. Can you hear me, Uguta? Please tell us what is happening around Uguta, please.
Governor Okorocha is asking for the release of Uguta by election. as tension continues to mount in the aftermath of last Saturday's Uguta's rerun election, Imo State Governor Owele Rochas Okorocha has called on INEC to release the result. He, however, stated that the ABGA candidate in the election, Honorable Walter Ozonwane, won about 9,000 votes plus, defeating PDP candidate Honorable Eugene Dibiagu. Okorocha, who spoke to the newsmen at Government House Owerri, said that the results of the Uguta election was certified and endorsed by INEC returning officer Cynthia Oguike after compilation of the results, wondering why INEC would declare the election inconclusive. We are also reporting that
INEC declared the result inconclusive.
Yes.
What is was it an exam people were writing? How can the result be inconclusive? Is that a laughing matter?
Is that why I call jump? No.
Is it why I call jump that? How can it be inconclusive? Are you saying that they don't know how to count 1, 2, 3, 4? Is people vote and they count the vote, and after counting, they say you got more than me.
This number and this
on this number. What is inconclusive about it?
Well, then, from what I can remember that happened in 2011, there was a lot of rigging, especially in that area, because Ohakim was very desperate and he was trying to get as many local governments as he can get. So I would think that maybe he couldn't rig it as much as he wanted, and he decided to tag it as inconclusive just to frustrate ABGA. That's...
Yes, that is true, but also this, you see, that is why sometimes doing some of these things in English language is a bit disconcerting. A lot of people don't quite understand the gravity of what we are reporting. What we are telling them this evening is that the Sultan of Sokoto spoke yesterday morning by some coincidence. A court is also announcing that the appointments by Goodluck Jonathan of the security chiefs, apparently a case they said is still pending in court for 5 years. Yaradua was there, they didn't rule it. That the first time they didn't rule. Now we are moving against Boko Haram, that the Sultan has spoken.
Yeah.
They now ruled on it to tell us some nonsense that they want us to believe that Goodluck Jonathan should no longer appoint service chiefs until he comes to them in the house. And who has the most states in the country? In the House of Fulani people. Who has more legislators? House of Fulani people. They count even our own people living in Kano as census. Yeah. When it comes to census, there is no state of origin. When it comes to going to school, you put down your state of origin. It is lunacy. Why anybody will wake up to say I believe in Biafra is beyond me. Why any human being can say I want to be part of Nigeria rather is absolutely beyond the pale. It lacks any minimum of understanding that any human being can wake up and say I wish to belong to this country, this contraption, this diseased entity, this fraudulent creation called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the first time, that the time has just gone slightly 23. Is that correct? 27 minutes, I must say, to the hour of 9 p.m. in London. 27 minutes to 9 p.m. in Biafra land, and it is 27 minutes to 3 p.m. here in Dallas, Fort Worth in Texas. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, I must get all the combinations of names correct, because Radio Biafra is here traveling from one place to another. We are like nomads. We are now wandering like Igbo people that left Ali, but you know that. We are all over the place.
Yeah.
And believe you me, wherever we go to our
looking
people.
For our people.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We have come to look for the lost sheep. Ndifurefu. That is why we are here, to look for our brothers who are in America, that hamburger and soda. By soda, we mean large Coca-Cola, large Fanta, large Sprite. On your hand, area bar, tachan, nothing in a name, what is achicha? Bread is achicha, isn't it? Atachan, nothing in a name, uachicha. A blue mayana canang, langocha, a chef, a best supporter. We are here to remind them of where they come from. We are here to remind them that they are the sons and daughters of Biafra, and upon them do we hinge our hope of restoration. But we are telling them, should they wish not to help this enterprise, should they fail to heed this call, Biafra is here already. what we are going to do is to unveil it. As somebody is reminding us that Biafra is with us already, we shouldn't say that Biafra is coming. What is coming is the formal adoption of the instruments of state creation and the powers allocated to the heads of state. Everything else is in place. We are delighted to say today that we are in the presence and in the home of our dear brother Gochukwu, broadcasting from here in Texas, United States. We welcome all of you. Peter Obi has given some money to how many? What is Catholic and Anglican Church?
Yeah, 733 million naira.
Our people, so Obama can give money to, say, for instance, to the Board of Education, and say President Obama gives money to education. This money, how can you donate money that belongs to the people? I gave you money by tax to hold for me. Then when the time comes for you to use that money to do what we've asked you to do, you're saying you're donating it to me. Does the money belong to Peter Obi or to the people of the state? Our people are issues in work. They're not well. So how can a president come and say, I'm donating money now to the state of Texas? Is the money your own that you're donating to?
No.
Please, what he is, these things shouldn't even be another, not even news. This money should be disbursed via the education board, via the education ministry. It should be announced by the commissioner for education.
Yes.
That is why you have commissioners to commission, to preside over, to be part of every government initiative and announcement relating to education. It is not P2B's money. We are not beholden to you. You are not running a charity. The money is not yours. You don't donate money to us. Some of this money was given to you by Bill Gates of Microsoft to fund Anambra Education. It is not your money. You got one, Kenny? Stop talking nonsense and saying you donate money. It is not your money. You're not donating money to them. English language and the abuse of it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes,
Chukwudi, go ahead. South Africa is very strong. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I'm commenting concerning PTB about what he is doing.
Yes.
In Anambra State.
Yes.
By giving the missionary the school back and the money. This is what belongs to them, actually. It's supposed to be. It didn't. Supposed to be. Congratulating him by doing that. Because I know how much Peter is spending here in South Africa. Whenever you want to go and buy wine, the other day, I saw someone to be here going to buy one, and they say, this wine belongs to P2B. If he put this wine to Nigeria, P2B is going to seize it. They put the other one. They say if you bring this one to Nigeria, it's going to be P2B. Almost about four different wines here and the juice belong to P2B. How can P2B get all this kind of money to buy all this drink? So whatever that P2B is doing in Anambra State, he's using Anambra State money. Not his own money. So I don't see the reason why, even if P2B donated 1 billion or 2 billion, then people will be congratulating him for that. Because this is our state money that he's using.
Exactly, exactly. It's our money. There's no
problem. I was speaking to one of my friends in Amica. I was asking him about P2B. He was telling me that P2B has already sacked all the young women that have been selling all these fruits, vegetables, by the Coca-Cola, even if you are coming from the bridge. I said, okay, what next? Did he give him the allocation where they can be starting their managing their business? He said no, that he didn't give them any portion. I said, okay, so now, what those ladies, those women, what are they doing now? He said, no, they are not doing nothing. And this is the area they are earning some very foodie. So now, those women, now, they are not doing anything, even up to now. Today I call him again. So did the people give them any site where they can start their small business? He said no. Never even give them any site. I said, what's wrong with this man? Because he's using our money and he's telling his family and other people.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, of course. Is our money, you see. That is why I said sometime that there is a difference between commerce and economics. there is a difference between a businessman and a merchant, a trader, buying and selling. That is what you get when you elect people with such mentality into office. Everything to him is buying and selling, profit and loss. You know what is you right here in Igbo language? You right here, gain. What is going to gain? He doesn't go into anything without first considering the profit he's going to make. He cannot build a bridge because unless he put a toll gate on it to collect money. He does not understand the meaning of the word infrastructural development. He doesn't know what it means. He wants to control everything because he wants to make money. We said people underestimate the extent we can go. The amount of information we have on this person, very soon we'll begin to publish the bank accounts where these monies are held. He will go and collect federal election from Abuja. Money belonging to Anambra State people. They'll say, oh, he's a very prudent governor. He doesn't spend money. The people praising him, including Dora Akunyili, whom I thought would have been far more sensible to know, they said she has PhD in economics. I don't know where these people studied. This woman is praising P2B for being very frugal. While P2B have dumped Anambra State money in his bank, Fidelity Bank, accruing interest. His own personal money. And using Anambra money to feed off Anambra money. Using Anambra money to better himself, to make his life better. And they're saying he's a frugal governor. People are not being paid. People are starving. People are dying in Anambra State. There is no education. Our young women are harlots all over the place. All over the place. Our young men are kidnappers. And they're telling me he is frugal. They don't understand the very basic tenets of economics. They do not understand how to structure a society. These people cannot even make water, ordinary water, flow. They don't know how to bring about electricity. Yet they want us to regard them as people. I don't blame them. I blame some of the morons that run after them and support them. Is our governor, leave him, don't attack him. I look at them and say, I want all those people deported from America because they are useless and very, very stupid. Yeah. Thank you for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have another call on the line, please. What do you have to say? Do you have anything to say?
Yes,
but we'll hold that thought for 1 second. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Ndubisi. I'm calling from Dakar.
Ndubisi from Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead and what do you want to say, please? Go ahead.
Yeah, the one man, the car, my brother, I really thank you so much. I called yesterday and I commented on one thing or the other, but today I blessed to call again because of some people. You get one guy that called you and speaking about the people that have been in Uguasa here, all these are people being at Uguasa. He started telling you that you encourage them to come back into the Biafra land or something like that, so to do the factory or do whatever, anything, or do their own business. My brother, let me tell you one thing. You know, there is a time in Baka said all those things. He said, when Biafra is alive, there are some people that would like to be an outside people. Just like us, Okorocha have already declared himself and it's an outside man. Even I, my brother, himself, as I'm speaking to you, that being in the land of Senegal, there is my brother that I am calling that being in that northern state, being Kaduna, being all is what is doing there. I call this guy to take your daughters and your sons and everything, bring them down to East. Maybe in your own side, you can stay there because I feel maybe you are a young guy. Maybe anytime that Christ is there, you can run. Do you know that this guy persists to stay with these guys over that place? Maybe they are still going to school there. Just like my sister that married a woman also, being under anyway, I have called them to come back to East and start a business, do something or the other. Forget about that thing, other thing. I don't know the special thing that have been that place. These people ignore me and they are still there. Then why should these people that think that you will invite them or you call them or you talk it on the air? My brother, that is nonsense. Fight for what you are fighting. Forget about them. Maybe they have already been drunk at that place. Maybe they have already knows all these Boko Haram people. Maybe they know them. Because I don't know what is happening to them. Maybe they know them. That is why they stay there. Because maybe it happened like that. They will can't secure them. So you don't need to talk about all those things. Leave them. It's just like one man that called one day and said that there is a time that God appointed me as. Said, build ark. Cheap that people that will enter because I want to destroy the soul and the moon. Then, if you do something, there are some people that enter, there are some people that don't want to go until if the drones will come to them when they run to that ad, they don't have already shot, then they are destroyed with the thing. So you don't need to begin to emphasize on all those things. My brother, let us continue on those things. In terms of Mr. Obi or something like that, I'm from Anambra State. I'm not surprised what he is doing, because I was in Anambra State when Ogige ruled that state. I know how it is, and I know how the man is ruling that time. But God used him as just a little lighting Anambra State for them to know that there is the money in Anambra State. So I don't think this man, I read the headlines today in that place, say that he called the Catholic and the Anglican and this and that, give them 700 and something. It's nonsense. That money belongs to schools in Anambra State, but which you have already, another person give it to, not his own money. But you keep that money only because of you emphasizing it on the air, maybe mad about it. That is why you bring the money out. If you didn't emphasize on all this, you cannot donate that money, as you say. That is no donation, it's nonsense. What kind of what this is that you call Nigeria? Nonsense country that. For that reason, my brother. Please, let us continue on what we are struggling for. Forget about people that have been not on Kaduna or something. Even more people that are killing just, you remember that one, the rock from just that time, the massacre everywhere.
Yes.
When I watched in YouTube, they go inside house and carry and brought three people, including somebody that went with the cross, the lighting on that and put down on the door and shoot the guy directly. I was crying every day. I didn't see all those things. This thing and that is still happening. They see the place. The day somebody will come and attempt to advise them. What kind of advice? These are the rules. You don't need to work for your survival, but let them stay there. Let them die there. We don't need to receive them.
Yes.
Appear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes. Thank you, but we must remember that I think we are all Christians. Do you know what it is? You know, in that place, some of us don't, and we read something, we don't know what it means. You know what what being a Christian means?
Being Christ-like.
Well, no, what is the meaning? We know it's being Christ-like. What does it mean if you explain it to somebody? What does it take or mean to be Christ-like?
It means following the ways of Christ and behaving just like Him.
Thank you very much. That is the correct explanation of what it means. And we are Christians.
Yes.
Of course.
Or some of us are Christians.
We all are in this studio. We all are Christians.
Thank you very much. Which means that, what is the parable where Christ said he abandoned the 99 sheep to go and look for one that went as
lost.
The parable of what?
The lost sheep.
That is what we're doing in America, to look for those who are lost. In America, people who are lost. People who are lost in America, the ones we're looking for. We left the other 99. Part of them in London, part of them in Biafra land. We have come to look for the lost people that are here in America. And we are finding them one after the other. And by His grace, we shall find all the lost sheep in America and return them to the fold. Those also in the northern part of the country, those that have decided to die rather than live a dignified existence, is entirely up to them. If they want to survive, good luck to them. If they want to die, Nkawokwaka, we are here to bring them the message, to offer them an avenue to redemption. If they wish to avail themselves of the opportunity, they are more than welcome to do so. But should they choose to repudiate this very opportunity as self-redemption, that is entirely up to them as well. We are welcoming all our listeners, wherever they may be on this planet. This is Radio Biafra coming to you today from Dallas, Fort Worth area in Texas, southern part of United States. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. Please give us information. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, when we were talking about Peter B and him donating the 733 million naira, which is not within his jurisdiction. That's supposed to be the job of the Commissioner of Education in Anambra State,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So Imandi Bain, I say, oh, because I'm pretty sure that he's working together with that commissioner, because it's very obvious that the Commissioner for Education in Anambra State doesn't even know his job. Because if he did know his job, he would have had a problem with what Peter B is doing.
But he wouldn't have got, if he knew his job, he wouldn't have got it in the first place.
Yes.
So you don't know it's Nigeria. If you know something, they wouldn't even employ you anywhere. If you go there and say, Governor B, I'm the commissioner, I want to announce this thing. He'll say, you want to announce this? He'll say, go and wait and announce it. Before you go home, you see mobile police and you're removed. Right. That's how they do things over there. These people are uncivilized. They don't understand what governance is all about. Mm-hmm. These are the same people that read Factors of Production, yet they cannot set for the industry. They said to you, somebody said to me once, I was speaking to a member, a former speaker of the House of Assembly. I won't say who he is. He came to visit me many, many years ago, and we were discussing. And he said to me I was debating this issue of industrialization and how Dr. M.I. Opara and Mbakwe did so amazingly well, given the very limited resources they had. He was telling me, in this new dispensation, they have this grammar, dispensation, in this new dispensation, I don't know what dispensing means. They said in this new democratic dispensation, it is the duty of the private sector to invest, to build industries, to do. I kept laughing, and I said, "You are trying to fast forward your economy to be like the economy of the highly developed West." I said to him, "Do you know who is growing the economy in China?" I said to him, "Have you heard of a discipline called political economy, the marriage of politics and economics, where you have very limited credit line within the system?" I said to him, "As you are right now, can I trust you to build an automobiles factory from the money you have made?" He said, "No, but there is the Bank of Industry." And I said, "But if you go to the Bank of Industry, they will look for collateral to sustain the amount, to cover the amount that you're borrowing. In other words, you don't have it. Your system in Nigeria does not have any credit allowance within it. You can't go somewhere and use your good ideas to go and borrow money to be able to build a viable industry. Even if you're going to build an automobile factory, for instance, or an assembly plant, where is the power to power it?" He couldn't answer. He doesn't understand what political economy. There comes a phase in the life of a government that you politicians will have to sit down with economists and plan the economy of the country, because the politicians will then provide those lines of credit. If we follow the very puritanical approach in capitalism, for instance, which is what some of these buffoons are preaching back in Nigeria by claiming that the private sector would need to build all these factories, why was it prudent or what was it necessary for all the governments of the world to bail out their respective huge industries, like banking, for instance, that the Americans poured in so much billions into to try to resuscitate? Even the housing sector, they poured money into it. Motors. Insurance, they poured money. GM Motors, they poured money into it. When you see people, I don't understand how. Sometimes I wonder if it is the same school I went to that some of these people claim they went to, because their understanding of the rules and the fundamentals of economics and the laws that govern the human interaction within a socio-economic setting is markedly different from my understanding. I pray for God to give them the slight wisdom and understanding to appreciate anything that they have read. This is Radio Biafra. In case some of us have forgotten that we are coming to you today on this day, the second day of July. Afawola, 2013 is almost finished anyway. Yeah. And we need to work very, very hard to make sure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. It will take the input. It will take the contribution of each and everybody to make this a reality. The coming of Biafra is not going to be left only to a few people. Some of us cannot carry the burden alone. We need everybody to become involved. We need more presenters on Radio Biafra. We need more newscasters on Radio Biafra. We need more people to host Radio Biafra all over the world, because we are going to have a match. We are going to have a demonstration from the rising of the sun in the east to when it sets in the west, in the Bay of San Francisco, to be very, very precise. We will have a demonstration in each country, 12 noon. Every blessed day, on the date that we will announce in the future. After this demonstration, we will go back home and sweep away all the workers of iniquity from the house of God. Once we have swept them away, lo and behold, we then go and face our enemies. And we're not going to tell you why it is necessary to sweep them away, but in due course, we are going to tell you that this is Radio Biafra today. Please, actually, can you tell me, you want to say something, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to say something is about what the guy, our brother from Senegal, was saying about the struggle that it's going to be like when God asked Noah to build an ark, because the day of destruction was coming, and they were making a mockery of what he was doing, that he was just joking around, and the ark was very big. So when Noah started building it, they didn't believe that he was gonna complete it. They couldn't comprehend what he was doing, and that's exactly what is going on now. When we tell people about how to actualize Biafra, they say, "Oh, that Nigeria has a foreign support, and that we don't even have the means to get Biafra." But I'm telling them today that they should be wise, because very soon that Ark of Noah, which is the actualization of Biafra, is actually going to come.
The
restoration of Biafra is actually going to come, and it will be big enough to accommodate anyone who is willing to be a part of us. But I'm begging them today to try to be a part of it before it becomes too late.
Yes, thank you very much. We are also receiving text messages on Radio Biafra line. We don't know what your name is. You didn't put your name here. We're saying, hi, Radio Biafra. All we need to do, I think this is via WhatsApp as well, is that you can also WhatsApp Radio Biafra if you're finding it difficult to text. Give them the number again. They can add that number to their WhatsApp link, and also on Viber, so you can send us messages should you wish to do so. Give us the number again, please, Chidera.
The number is +1 404 789 8796.
Yeah, that is the number you need to add onto your WhatsApp and Viber as well. Once you add it, you can send us text messages like this one here from a listener with no name. It says, hi, Radio Biafra. All we need to do is fight another war, because peace can only come when there is a fight. If we are serious about Biafra, provide us with materials to fight with at the last drop of our blood. We are going to arm you to fight for Biafra, but the ammunition we give you is common sense and reason. The ammunition we're going to give you is to be able to rise up to defend your right to exist as a human being in a dignified surrounding. We may not be able to give you guns and ammunition, but we are going to give you something greater than guns and ammunition. So thank you very much for writing to us. We also have people who have been writing to us via Skype. I don't know if we have time to go through some of them. If we can have time to go through some of the people on Radio Biafra Skype account, we want to go through some of the messages that some of you have been sending to us. Please, wherever you are on this planet, it's been a pleasure having you. And I think during the evening segment of our presentation, we should be able to go to you and read out some of your messages you've been sending us on Skype. That Radio Biafra will be back on air in the next 3 hours, to be very, very precise. 12 midnight, we should be able to have that. Let us go and see if we have somebody calling us on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I'm Uche Meji from Atlanta. I'm just calling to listen. It's okay.
Yes. Do you want to say something or?
No. I'm just calling to listen to the station.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
You can always get us at www.radiobiafra.co. If you have a mobile phone, if you have internet connectivity, anything that you have, please, you can get Radio Biafra on it. You can get Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Can you take the call, please? Answer it. Is there someone calling on Skype? Please take the call. Take the call if there's someone calling. Have you answered it? Have you picked it? The call? You've picked it now? Yes. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name.
Someone calling.
We have somebody on Skype. You don't want to take the call?
Yes.
No, not at all. It is not happening. We ask them to please call us. They are listening. They are not picking their calls. That is the problem. They are listening. Are you there? Do we have a call online? No, they are gone. Thank you very much. And we are bringing the program to a close because we are almost out of time. We start with you, Chidera. Give us your closing thoughts, your remarks, your observations, what you would like to see happen as quickly as possible to ensure that we bring about the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty as quickly as possible, please.
My thoughts are Nigeria keeps getting closer and closer to destruction, because every day the problems in Nigeria keeps escalating, and this is the more reason why we need to get Biafra. Someone just told me on Facebook that he can't wait to get the Biafran passport, and that is what I'm looking forward to, and every other Biafran should look forward to that.
Yes, thank you very much. And you?
I wish to thank our wonderful listeners all over the world, Biafrans and friends of Biafrans. It's good and that you guys, everybody is listening to us, and we are trying to bring you the good news about the restoration of Biafra. Stay tuned. Don't be disappointed. We won't disappoint you guys. Stay tuned. We are coming back in the next 3 hours to give you another recap of best of the best. Yes. So stay tuned. God bless us.
Thank you very much. We are bringing the special U.S. edition. Every evening we run it, hoping to catch the lost sheep, our brothers and sisters who have been working. Some of them have been in their place of work for 1 month. They've not gone home. They are paying rent, but they don't go home. All they do is work morning, afternoon, and night. So we are hoping to catch some of them come 6 p.m. this evening here in the Fort Worth area of Dallas in Texas in the southern part of the United States. For those of you in London and in Biafra land, it's going very close to 9 p.m. in the evening. It's been a pleasure having you. We are asking those who can to please join us. Join us for this very special edition coming up later on in the evening. Thank you very much and God bless you all.
Oh,